Thank you, Aaron. Stronger than my, by my head. Welcome, everybody, to another recording session of Freedom Law School's Freedom Hour. We're going to just make a couple of adjustments, a little bit more, and then we're going to start here. That's better. Here we go. Yeah. So tonight, I'm going to answer a common question asked by investors, and that is whether their capital gains they have to pay federal income tax on. Because a lot of people say that you do. They claim that the income tax is an indirect excise tax on capital gains or corporate activity, and that's just not so. You'll see it's all irrelevant. But this is going to be particularly for those people who have any kind of investments, real estate, stocks, bonds, crypto, whatever. So with that, folks, we're going to start momentarily, and then at the end, as always, I'm happy to answer the questions of any and all of you about any freedom issues, because we're going to restore freedom in America, folks. Have every one of you have prosperity and peace of mind once again. So with that, folks, we'll start. Let's see if I get it right. Here we go. Let's do it. Hello, everyone. I am Peyman Mottahideh, the president of Freedom Law School, which I created in 1996. In this presentation, I will answer this common question that is asked of me. Are my capital gains taxable, and how do I minimize paying income taxes on those capital gains? Well, you may be one of those that qualifies for paying zero capital gains income taxes, depending on your circumstances. If you've not been to our website at freedomlawschool.org, that is where you want to go first, freedomlawschool.org, to get your questions answered about any freedom IRS issues and restore freedom in America. Let's go to our computer now, and basically, what is capital gains tax that everybody talks about? And it is a tax or levy on the profit that an investor makes when an investment is sold. And the long-term capital gains tax rate for 2022 and 23 are 0, 15, or 20% of the profit, depending on the income of the filer, okay? And so we talk about an investor will owe a long-term capital gains tax on the profits of any investment owned for at least 1 year, okay? Okay, and if the investor owns the investment for 1 year or less, short-term capital rates applies, and short-term rate is determined by taxpayer's ordinary income bracket. Okay, well, that's pretty standard, folks. Everybody knows that. What I'm about to show you is what you didn't see the rest of the exciting story. You're going to go to the IRS's website, the U.S. Treasury regulations, the U.S. House of Representatives, they publish the laws, and U.S. Supreme Court interpretations of those laws. No CPA or tax attorney opinion? No. Laws directly from government's official legal website. So let's go first to the IRS's website. Here is a 2022 Form 1040 U.S. Individual Income Tax Return. The key term is U.S., which determines who is that U.S. individual. Is that you or someone else? We shall see. Okay. Notice that the question on digital assets, by the way, that says here on the front page of the first page, This was not on the front page until 2021. It used to be someplace below, and then did not exist many years ago. Now it's top center for your crypto investors, right? They want to know at any time during 2022, did you A, receive as a reward, award, or payment for property or services, or B, sell, exchange gifts, or otherwise dispose of a digital asset or financial interest in a digital asset. And I want you to answer that question either yes or no. See, but you got to tell the truth. But if you tell the truth, you just put yourself on the list of those IRS down the road can easily say, audit him, audit her. Yes, just like gun registration lists are for what purpose? So that one day they can take your gun away. Here you can make yourself a target when you say yes on this crypto question. If you say no, you lied under oath and you can go to prison for 9 years. Yes, two felonies and one misdemeanor and 9 years if you lie. So you have a dilemma, and I'm going to solve that dilemma for you crypto investors as well as the capital gains. Question will be answered for you. I will solve all those problems for you folks. First, you see on the 1040 form, line 7A, ask about capital gain or loss. Future check and list here in line 7. Okay, here's a form, Schedule D, for capital gains and losses form that the IRS has attached to form 1040 or other 1040 forms that may apply. Well, let's go to the instructions for the 1040 form for the IRS. And you see here under on page 8, on the following requirements, it says correctly that these rules apply to all U.S. citizens, regardless of where they live, and resident aliens. Yep, but the key term here is what? U.S. Who is the, where is the U.S.? That U.S. citizens belong to, that is a key question that we'll answer for you shortly. For that, let's go to the Office of Law Revision Counsel, okay? That says the United States Code is a consolidation and codification or categorization by subject matter of the general and of the United States. It is prepared by the Office of the Law Division Council of the United States House of Representatives. Yes. These are the lawyers of the House of Representatives that here are the various categories or titles of federal law. They publish these laws for everybody to know. And Category 26 or Title 26 is the Internal Revenue Code, which is the federal tax laws. Of the 54 categories, Category 26 is the Internal Revenue Code. Let's go now to the Internal Revenue Code. Sure enough, Section 1 of the code is tax imposed. Now, on capital gains, you got to go down to Section H1, and it talks about maximum capital gains rate. If a taxpayer has a net capital gain for any tax year, okay, and this is the law that talks about the rate that you would pay. Most accountants, CPAs, and tax lawyers simply get lost in this section and its regulations and assume that you owe a tax when, if you look closer by law, you may not owe any capital gains tax at all. So we have to look at the law a lot closer now, okay? So let's go to the authenticated U.S. Government Information Government Printing Office at govinfo.gov, where the U.S. Treasury regulations for the Internal Revenue Code are here. By the way, the Internal Revenue Code is right here, folks. This is the federal tax law. This is the Bible of the IRS. That's what they are be following and enforcing. This whole gobbledygook of tissue thin, tiny font garbage, but the key part is toward the end, hidden Yes, on definitions, which you'll see shortly, it'll open your eyes wide and happy. Okay, so let's see what it says. How about the regulations of all big tax on individuals? It says 1.1-1, a general rule. Section 1 of the code, that is the Internal Revenue Code you just saw, imposes an income tax on the income of every individual who is a citizen or resident of the United States, and to the extent provided by Section 871B or 877B on the income of a non-resident alien individual. Okay, let's do it in two halves. Let's focus on a citizen or resident of the United States first. Later on, we're going to go to the non-resident alien individuals that it is spoken about here. Let's go find out the definition of the term United States. Okay, so here we are in the Internal Revenue Code, Section 7701, definitions from Title 26, Internal Revenue Code, Chapter 79. It's all about definitions. When used in this title, what title are we speaking about? Title 26, the Internal Revenue Code. This is the same thing that you see in my hand on paper. This thing you can see it online right now. You can do it yourself. uscode.house.gov. Get to this website of the U.S. House of Representatives to look up the laws for yourself, just like I'm doing here. So they define person and many other very mundane terms like domestic and foreign. But look, United States and state have their own definitions. The term United States, but used in a geographical sense, and that's what you need to know. What land area it covers includes only the states and the District of Columbia. Folks, D.C. is not even a state, but what the heck, they added here, and they included here in definition of the United States, and the term state that they refer to shall be construed to include the District of Columbia. Again, D.C. is not a state, but hey, Congress chooses to define state as only the District of Columbia, where such construction or understanding or interpretation is necessary to properly carry out the provisions of this title of Title 26, the federal tax laws. So here, folks, we have United States equals states and D.C. and state equals D.C. What does United States include? It includes D.C. plus D.C. If you have two DCs or 1,000 DCs, what does it add up to? Same thing, the District of Columbia. You see Florida in there? You see California in there? Do you see any of the 50 states listed in there individually or combined? It's simply not there. Now, I know many of you think, well, come on, it's obvious. It's clearly implied. We all know United States means the 50 states. Wrong, according to U.S. Supreme Court, right? Let's go. Yeah, first, let me show you, folks. America is 50 states. There are 50 countries, folks. Yes, these are not just subdivisions of the United States. These are countries. Just like in Europe, all these are states of the European Union, France, Spain, Germany, England is not part of the European Union. It is Norway. It is Russia. But these countries are part of the European Union, and so is America, as all these states in the Union. So each state is a country, and Washington, D.C. is a 51st country. So the definitions are key. So let's see what the U.S. Supreme Court at supremecourt.gov tells us about these definitions. In his case of Stenberg versus Carhart, in year 2000, here is what the court in relevant language says. When a statute or law includes an explicit definition, like the definition you just saw, right? We must follow that definition, even if it varies from that term's ordinary meaning. Yep. Understanding ordinary meaning of the term doesn't matter if that explicit statute given by Congress. And it is axiomatic, which means self-evident, obvious, that the statutory definition of the term excludes unstated meaning of that term. Something that is not listed in the definition, it's simply not there. And folks, to drive the point home, I'm going to give you a Supreme Court of Gould versus Gould, came out in 1917. This is a unanimous 9-0 U.S. Supreme Court tax case. And here it is what it says. You will love this one, folks. In the interpretation of statutes levying taxes, imposing taxes, it is the established rule not. It's a well-known rule, folks, of taxing. In understanding tax laws, levying taxes, imposing taxes, it is the established rule not to extend the provisions, not to extend the provision of tax laws by implication, by implying, by assuming, beyond clear import of the language used, beyond what the language of the law clearly shows, or to enlarge their operation, enlarge the operation of tax laws, again, so as to embrace or include matters not specifically pointed out. In other words, something is not specifically pointed out listed on tax laws, it's not there. This is a well-established rule. On top of that, the court says if you still have doubts, in case of doubt, they, that is tax laws, are interpreted most strongly against the government's power to tax and in favor of the citizen not being taxed. Not strongly, folks, most strongly against the government's power to tax. Folks, the 50 states are simply not there. You cannot assume they are there. Here we go in the definition of the term. United States, and states only mean the District of Columbia. That's the landmass that it definitely applies to. So here it is, folks. Now you see that Section 1 of the Code imposes an income tax on the income of every individual who is a citizen or resident of the United States, being citizen or resident of the District of Columbia. That's right. So this U.S. individual right here that must fill out a 1040 form, this U.S. individual is a District of Columbia citizen, and this D.C. individual income tax is filled out by the D.C. people. That's right. Wow. I know you're pretty shocked, aren't you? I was shocked too when I first saw this, and I was quite surprised. Okay, so here we go, folks. Let's go a little bit farther. And there's another definition, and that will blow you away. Under Section 7701 of the Internal Revenue Code, okay, and that's trade or business. The term trade or business includes the performance of the functions of a public office. Wow, look at that. You see a real estate agent salesman there? You see a printer there? You see a construction company in there? You see somebody on eBay has his own business online? No. Who performs functions of a public office? Someone works as a public officer, like policeman, sheriff, a judge, FBI agent, House of Representative members, They are the ones that perform the functions of public office. However, this is federal public office, not Japan or New Jersey, Germany, or California. So with that in mind, let's go now to a definition of resident alien, part 7701, section. Under B, it has non-resident alien as well. Folks, this is going to be an important thing in just about hanging there. You'll see why non-resident alien is a very important definition to understand. Okay? Now, here it is, folks. An individual is a non-resident alien if such individuals is neither a citizen of the United States, meaning a citizen of the District of Columbia, nor a resident of the District of Columbia. Yep, tells you, within the meaning of subparagraph A above, folks, yes. So a non-resident alien, okay, could be anybody who is not from the United States. Because the United States is D.C. Could be someone from Japan, Germany, Russia, California, Florida, Texas. None of those people are from the District of Columbia. Anyone on Earth except the D.C., including the 50 states, are not in any way from D.C. They're all non-resident aliens. For tax purposes. So let's go now, and you see that there's 871 that you had earlier, tax on non-resident alien individuals. Yep. See, the second part of the income tax on individuals, it talks about to the extent provided by section 871B or 877B on the income of a non-resident. We're not talking about these section. Okay, let's go now to section 871. Okay, A, income not collected with United States business 830 tax. But let's go down, folks, a little bit down further to B1. Aha, income connected with the United States business graduate rate of tax. See, now, whenever you see the word United States, we know for the purpose of the title, right? United States means the District of Columbia, not the 50 states that they deceived us into believing that it means, okay? So check out the language, okay? Imposition of tax, a non-resident alien individual, someone not from D.C., engaged in a trade or business, engaged in performance of function of public office, within District of Columbia, during a taxable year shall be taxable as provided in section 1, 155 on its taxable income, which is effectively connected with the conduct of performance of function of public office within the District of Columbia. That's what this says, folks, if you understand their definitions. Folks, definitions are key. I certainly believe in life-saving gender affirming care in the original definition, not the corrupted definition they come up with. What I believe in is affirming that you're a man or woman, I'm a man, okay, my wife is a woman, okay, and that's care, taking care of everybody. What they're calling is chemical and physical mutilation and castration of a person. They label that as gender affirming care, which, as you know, it is not. See, deception by definition. They get power over you by deceiving you to misunderstand their words. And you think, oh, isn't it wonderful to affirm someone's gender, to care for them? Of course. But that's not what they mean. They define it as castration, mutilation. Same thing goes on here when it comes to taxes, okay? So that's why you don't owe that capital tax rate on the 1040 U.S. and individual income tax return at all. You owe zero capital rate tax, capital gains tax, unless you're a citizen or resident of D.C. Yep. If you're not from D.C., you don't owe any of that. Mm-hmm. You've been lied to, folks. Congratulations. Finally discovered the truth. So for answers and solutions, how do you pay zero income tax correctly, legally, safely, with peace of mind? Do it like me, who for over 30 years I've openly not paid even $1 of income tax, not filed even one tax return. IRS about me. I've been under investigation by the IRS since 1994. And they've never even tried to indict me. They indicted Donald Trump 4 times, but me, 0. And I've sued them in the courts, federal court, district court, and tax court, and I've been the IRS. Yep. And our students, folks, who've been with Freedom Law School, who with us have stopped filing and paying income taxes and stayed with Freedom Law School, not one of them has gone to prison, or not one of them has lost even $1 to IRS levying their bank account, paycheck, or any of their property. You want to be like that? It's available for free for you on our website at freedomlawschool.org. You see 7 steps, and 7 steps, the first one is right here. That show is based on the official legal websites of the U.S. government. No law requires 99% of Americans to file income taxes. And I just showed that to you folks. Yep. And these 7 steps, folks, step 2 is stop filing income tax forms because you put the rope around your neck. We file a tape for income tax confession trap form. Okay. Then you go down to step 3. You must realize that the IRS is mostly bluff. A major media is a Wizard of Oz that makes you afraid of the IRS with deception and propaganda. And here's the reason why most people are paying the tax, because they've been brainwashed to do so. Mm-hmm. So you got to get that on your belt, step 3. And you see step 4, take courage from arbitrary trees. Yep, folks, because then you see IRS is a mess. The reality of the IRS is much different than the myth. And folks, you see, as I said, none of our students have ever gone to jail or lost any money to the IRS by levy. So they came with us and started with us clean. And step 5, folks, question your authority is very critical, because you don't have to pay tribute to beast and worship the beast, obviously Satan, and be afraid of them, folks. You don't. I'm not afraid of them. Why should you, folks? I'm from Iran. We had no freedoms there. Here you do. You have right to free speech, right to due process of law, right to a trial. So much more. You have to exercise those rights if you are able to live free. So in America, folks, we're supposed to have no taxation without representation. Remember? Well, then, what you want to do is write to your Congress members. Pay income tax only if your congressman can show you the law that requires you to file income taxes. Yep, let's say, folks, when they do not refute you, you can safely free yourself from our deception, robbery, and slavery. And, folks, all that I'm showing here is available for free. IRS is leaving people who do not file income taxes alone. Yes, they're leading over 99% of people who don't file 1040 income tax confession forms alone. Capital gains, business owners, wage earners, commission people, any kind of investment or money, as long as it is not from D.C., you're free. So you can follow these steps and be free of all your capital gains, crypto gains, and any other income that you have that's not from Washington, D.C. So do this, folks, these steps. And then, folks, steps 6 and 7 are optional. Step 6, if you want to join the Restore Freedom Plan, it's available only for those of you who want to have the privilege of being one of America's modern-day founding fathers. that's available to you if you choose that option. And for those Modern Founding Fathers of America, you have the privileges of lifetime guarantee is available to you. And you can enjoy your lifetime guarantee with your legally stock bond and pay income taxes with Freedom Law School. And as long as you are a member of our Restore Freedom Plan, Freedom Law School will prevent the IRS from collecting your money, or Freedom Law School will reimburse you. Yes, we rely on the law and legal procedures all the way to fight to beat them. But even if, for whatever reason, we don't win in case they come after you, which they usually don't anyways, they leave non-files alone, we will reimburse you. You have no risk of being involved to restore freedom in America. That's generally 30% of what you would have paid the IRS. This is to say, the system, the corrupt deep state, you get to keep 70%, okay, and only 30% of that into the Restore Freedom Plan. So you come out ahead, complete, risk-free guarantee. Yes. Now, and I invite you folks to tell others about Freedom Law School and spread the word, folks. Yes. I invite you all to be a modern-day Paul Revere. Get on the horse of Freedom Law School and tell others the truth about Freedom Plan and arm Americans with the law. And American people can get America, our families back, and restore freedom once again, folks. It's all up to you, your choice. Folks, it was your destiny to come across this video. You've been looking for truth and freedom? Congratulations. You found it. I'll go forward from here on our website at freedomlawschool.org. And on your drive to and from work every day, get on that wheel and listen to the videos of Freedom Law School on the 7 steps. Okay? You can listen to it on your drive, and then when you go home or work for lunch or dinner, put your cell phone or computer up and see the laws, everything for yourself that you want to really double check. And that way you can for yourself for free keep 100% of your money if you want to. It's your money. You work hard for it. That's if you do that. Or if you want to be part of America's modern day founding fathers and choose to keep 70%, and we other 30% will guarantee your freedom, and we work together to restore freedom in America, that option is available. So no longer, folks, you have to be slaves. Go to Freedom Law School now and continue your journey to freedom. Okay. So with that now, we're going to go to your question. If you have, anybody has one. Let's see, you have no calls now, it looks like, do we? Well, we're going to put that number on the screen one more time. Anybody who calls with a question, I'll take your questions right now. The number is 657-383-1755. On your telephone keypad, press 1. That will let me know you have a question. Okay? So if you have a question now, call me at area code 657-383-1755. Now your telephone keypad, press 1. Now we'll take your question now. Since you have no calls tonight, folks, I'm going to bid you all good evening. Two things before I do that. Also, there's two events coming up in Florida in October. Okay, one is in Miami area at the Reawaken America Tour of Clay Clark. I'll be there. And in Orlando at the Florida Republican Assembly event in Orlando area. So those two weekends, we're going to be at two events in Florida. And in February 2nd through 5th, in Orlando, Florida, our annual Restore Freedom Rally. So with that, folks, I love you, every one of you. And I want you to have an opportunity to live a free life of peace, prosperity, joy, and love. But I cannot do it for you. You have to make that choice. You have to seek the truth, and the truth shall set you free. So continue on your journey by going to our website, freedommosque.org, and you'll find the freedom you've been looking for. Well, we have a caller. Well, let's take the caller. America still 14. All right, I guess we'll continue on. All right, this call is from Erica Stella 14 from Orange County, California, where I used to live. I used to live in Tustin, California, from area code 714, same area. So my friend, give me a first name. How did you hear about us? By the way, tell me what city you're from in Orange County, since you got area code 714, and then your question, please.
Oh, hi. Hi. My name's Marcella, and I heard of you from your interview with Mike Adams. And I'm just fascinated with all your work and all your materials, so I'm looking to watch all the videos and really educate myself on this front. But what you're saying, it's beyond if it's too good to be true. It makes logical sense. So really love your material. So I had a question, and I hope I can ask about anything. I don't know if it's related to capital gains or anything, but looking through everything, and I'm looking to be a member and all those things. I was curious your thoughts about solo 401ks or 401ks, and logically I'm thinking, okay, I have all this money, the tax is deferred, but if I'm not supposed to pay income tax to begin with, are those funds available to pull without income tax once I start this program or, you know, this approach, or does that work differently? That was my question.
Well, basically the answer is the money is yours, Marcella. Do with it as you want. You never owed any income tax on the money back then. No, you owe an income tax if you take it out next month, next year, or 20 years from now. Take it out as you wish. Money is yours 100%.
Got it. Okay. That makes total sense. Oh, and I didn't tell you where I'm from. So you lived in Tustin. I'm in Laguna Beach, California.
Laguna, you don't have a 949 area code number.
I do, because it's an old number from a friend that gave it to me, but it's typically 949 here. Yeah.
Okay. Very good. Well, thank you for calling.
No.
And tell others about
us. Yeah, absolutely.
You know?
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Marcella. My pleasure.
Okay. Take care.
You will take care also, Marcella. You have any other questions? We have callers note tonight. Let's put the number on the screen one more time, just to make sure, folks, the number to call if you have a question like Marcella is area code 657-383-1755. And on your telephone keypad, press 1, and that will let you go to get your question answered. 657-383-1755. And on your telephone keypad, press 1, and I will take your question right now. We have no other callers. Thank you, guys. I love you all. Wish you all a great evening. I'll be back with you next Thursday night with another recording session of Freedom Law School's Freedom Hour. Good night. Oh, Mr. Caller, there's a caller there. The number, he hung up?
Yeah, hung up. I don't know why.
Did he give his hand up?
Huh?
Give his hand up?
Yeah.